It seems like almost yesterday that the community of Bunker celebrated its centennial history. Founded by Sylvanus Bunker in 1907, the small community paid tribute to its founders and its history with a weekend commemoration in June of 2007. Under the slogan, "Come Home to Bunker," there was the traditional opening ceremony, parade, beauty pageant, band concert, and a book signing for a new history of the town. The book, written by Dean Burns, who was born and raised in Bunker, was a highly sought-after item throughout the summer of 2007. In a community of approximately 400 residents, Dr. Burns sold over 700 copies of his book, The Voices of Bunker. The village of Bunker emerged early in the 20th century when brothers Samuel and George Culler moved a large sawmill from Mountain View, Missouri, to an area of high ground between Reynolds and Dent counties that Sylvanus Bunker identified as containing some of the best oak and pine forest in Middle America. To market the timber, the Missouri Southern Railroad extended a line into the region, lots were surveyed, and by the end of 1907, there were over 250 new homes and 1,000 residents in the community. Most of the residents were employed by the Bunker Culler Lumber Company, soon producing over 100,000 feet of lumber per day, and hundreds of thousands of railroad ties came from the region. The appetite of American and world consumers for quality lumber sent men, horses, and mules to the woods of Dent and Reynolds County each day. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nickel.